Some Baltimore police officers are now wearing body cameras. But as WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports, it's going to take some time for the entire department to be outfitted with them.
For now, only 155 officers across three police districts will be testing different cameras, each from a different vendor. Officers in the Central District will be trying out cameras by Panasonic from Breckford Corporation. If Breckford sounds familiar, they ran the city's failed speed and red light camera program. Eastern District officers will be trying out cameras by V-View from Atlantic Tactical. Those in the Western District will be trying out the Axon body camera from Taser International. Deputy Commissioner Dean Palmier said the program will run through December 18th.
Once we conduct and conclude our pilot program, we are looking at February of 2016 where a contract will be awarded for one of those vendors.
The officers either volunteered or were recommended by their commanders to participate in the pilot program. Officer Hannah Parrish, who works out of the Western District, volunteered in part because of the current climate of policing.
I was talking to this officer here earlier, and like he said, there's two sides to every story, and it's not often that the police officer side really comes out. And it'll be good for the community, too. It'll be good for whoever we're speaking to at the time.
Colonel Melissa Hyatt, who leads the patrol division, said officers like Parrish will help shape program policies in addition to which camera system works best.
Their candid feedback on the strengths and deficiencies of different camera models, as well as policy and procedure governing the use of them, will contribute to decisions that are made by the agency during the next several months.
It will be 2 years before the program is implemented throughout the department. When that happens, patrol officers and officers who regularly interact with the public will be wearing a body camera. I'm Kenneth Burns from Police Headquarters for 88.1 WYPR.